Hey everyone, thanks for coming to Booga Buggy Kid Stories, silly stories about a really silly and mischievous bug named Booga Buggy. In this episode, Elon, Pfeiffer, and Kepler capture Booga Buggy and make him their pet. Booga Buggy doesn't really know what to think about this, but since he's now inside of their house, he has a chance to play some really silly tricks on the kids. Well, stay tuned and let's see what the tricks are. For Christmas one year, the kids had got bug-catching kits, which were pretty fun. They had magnifying glasses, they had some little cages that you could put some bugs in, and usually the kids always released the bugs afterwards after they had some fun learning about them and looking at them. And it just so happened that in the backyard, Booga Buggy was suntanning. He was sitting there and he was half asleep. And Pfeiffer had wandered up to that section of the backyard right close to the plum tree where Booga Buggy lived in his treehouse. And she saw on one of the branches a little ant that was not really moving. And so she grabbed it with little pinchers, put it in the cage, and ran over to Elon and said, "Elon, I think I got Booga Buggy." Elon looked and said, "Yes, that's him. What are we going to do with him?" Pfeiffer had always wanted a little pet, so she instantly knew the answer. "Let's make him our pet and bring him home." So they walked across the backyard into the house, and without telling their mom and dad, they made him their pet. "Where are we going to keep him? We don't have a cage for ants," said Elon. "Looking around," said Pfeiffer, as she looked around the kitchen because they came in from the patio door. "How about that?" as Pfeiffer pointed to the cuckoo clock in the kitchen. "Why don't we have Booga Buggy live in our cuckoo clock?" Elon looked at Pfeiffer. Pfeiffer looked at Elon, and they both thought it was an amazing idea. Meanwhile, Booga Buggy was just listening. He thought, "I could probably escape if I wanted to, but maybe I'll take this chance, and since they've let me inside their house, I can play a lot of silly tricks on the kids." So Booga Buggy moved in to the cuckoo clock and made it his home while he was a pet. And he started thinking about all the silly things he would do. So his first trick was at breakfast time. Elon grabbed his favorite cereal, the chocolate cocoa pebbles, and was ready to pour it into his bowl. Booga Buggy had sneaked over to the side of the bowl and with a little tiny shove, pushed the bowl out of the way just as Elon tilted the cereal box, pouring out a shower of sugary bits onto Elon's placemat and even onto Elon's lap. Pfeiffer was giggling from the other side of the table. She did help him clean it up. And while Kepler was wide-eyed, watching a little teeny tiny ant scurry off the table, through the kitchen, and crawling up to that cuckoo clock. The next prank was bath time. Pfeiffer was having a bubble bath, and Booga Buggy used a bar of soap as a little raft, and he paddled across the bath all the way up to Fifey's toes and gave him a quick little tickle. Fifey started to giggle again, but he had also hopped onto her foot. And as Pfeiffer realized that, she shrieked, and she was kicking her legs everywhere, sending bubbles and water flying everywhere. Booga Buggy hopped back onto his soap bar and used the waves in the bath as a current to go right back to the side of the bathtub, hop out, and scurry back to his cuckoo clock. Mom and Dad ran into the bathroom because there's so much noise and there's water everywhere, and they were so confused as to why Fifey was making such a mess. Well, they cleaned it up and got Pfeiffer out and ready for bed. And bedtime wasn't safe from Booga Buggy's silly antics either. All three kids were snuggling up with Mom and Dad for their regular bedtime story. Just as they sat down, they spotted a trail of crumbs leading from the pantry to the cuckoo clock. And there, perched on the top of the cuckoo clock house, was Booga Buggy, surrounded by a sea of vanilla Oreo crumbs. Instead of getting upset, The kids just grinned. And instead of getting upset, all of the kids thought this was hilarious. Maybe Booga Buggy wasn't so bad after all. He was like a tiny, mischievous little brother. What could be so bad? So, when they were done cleaning up the cookie crumb mess, they got back to the couch and back to their regular bedtime story. What they didn't know is that Booga Buggy decided to rewrite the book. They were going to read The Berenstain Bears Too Much TV. But instead of Mama Bear telling the cubs that they were going to stop watching TV for a whole week, Booga Buggy changed all the words to make it way sillier. So now Mama Bear was going to suggest that they don't do any homework for one full week, and instead, all they do is watch TV and eat junk food. As Mom and Dad were reading the story to the kids, they were confused. It wasn't the story they remembered. And Elon, Pfeiffer, and Kepler were just laughing. They thought it was hilarious. Mom and Dad weren't quite sure it was funny, but they finished the story and they got the kids to bed. Booga Buggy was giggling from his cuckoo clock house because he could hear the story too and thought it was so silly. The next morning, Elon woke up and grabbed some socks to get ready for school. But a whole bunch of his socks were missing. He peeked under his bed and he saw a mysterious bunch of socks just lying there. Peeking closer, he realized that a lot of the socks had holes in them, and there was a tiny little trail of colorful threads leading back to that cuckoo clock. Booga Buggy. Ah, there! Booga Buggy was on top of his cuckoo clock again, wearing a mismatched sock hat, scarf, and mittens, all made from Elon's sock threads. Booga Buggy proudly paraded around his cuckoo clock house for everyone to see his new outfit that he had made from Elon's socks. Meanwhile, Elon had to put on socks anyways that had big holes in the toes just to get to school, and he wasn't very happy about that. After school, Elon had a good idea. He thought, well, since Booga Buggy's playing tricks on us, why don't we play some tricks on him? So Pfeiffer, Elon, and Kepler decided they were going to play along, and they had left a trail of icing sugar, because ants love sugar, leading all the way from that cuckoo clock to the kitchen table. That got Booga Buggy's attention. He could smell the icing sugar, and it was delicious. So he started crawling along that path, licking icing sugar as he went, and he was getting covered in white dust. The kids were giggling as they watched this little white dust ant come along and follow the path. And they had built a miniature maze out of popsicle sticks. And they watched in delight as Booga Buggy explored it with all the twists and turns, making it to the end of the maze, no problem. Oh, this is so much fun, the kids thought. Booga Buggy, as he was doing the maze, realized that this was actually kind of fun, and he thought, since they're not pranking me and doing something nice, maybe, just maybe, I'll do something nice for them. So, he got started. He quickly snuck out of the house, and he got some of his friends to come over to meet the kids, because he thought that would be such a nice thing for Booga Buggy's friends to be the friends of Elon, Kepler, and Pfeiffer, too. So he took Cho-Cho and Boo-Boo, the ladybug twins, into Kepler's room, where they proceeded to fly all around Kepler's crib while Kepler was napping. They landed on his face, and their little wings and legs tickled his face, and he kept waking up. So Kepler could never nap. He wasn't happy about that and started to cry a bunch. And Mom and Dad weren't very happy about that either. Then Booga Buggy let Jub-Jub, the blue jay, in through a window so Jub-Jub could help Elon color. Jub-Jub was excited about this because he loved the color blue and he only colored with the color blue. Without Elon even noticing, Jub-Jub grabbed the blue felt and then landed right on the paper where Elon was coloring. Elon is so startled. Ah! Ah! Elon leaped out of his seat and started chasing Jubjub around the house to shoo him out the window, screaming, Mom, Dad, there's a bird in our house! Help! Get him out of here! Finally, Dad and Mom got a broom and was chasing Jubjub around and finally got Jubjub out the window without hurting the bird. Jubjub was scared as well, and everyone sat down to catch their breath. And last for Pfeiffer, Boog Buggy left Ubert, the worm, on Pfeiffer's pillow. This was one of Boog Buggy's best friends. And he did this because Ubert loves to snuggle. And so he thought Ubert the worm would like to snuggle with Pfeiffer when she went to bed. And when Pfeiffer did go to bed, Mom and Dad heard a loud shriek, as loud as they've ever heard, coming from Pfeiffer's room, and then the sound of little footsteps running super fast down the hall. Next, to their surprise, they saw Pfeiffer holding a wiggling worm in her hand. Pfeiffer was laughing and grossed out all at the same time. She thought this worm was super silly, but also super gross. Dad grabbed the worm and put him in the garden in the backyard. Well, the next morning, the kids decided that it was a little bit too silly to have a pet. And at the same time, Booga Buggy decided that he really missed his treehouse in the plum tree in the backyard. So Booga Buggy moved back home. Elon, Pfeiffer, and Kepler learned that even the smallest little creatures could bring laughter and joy in the house. And Booga Buggy learned that sometimes the most fun adventures were with your best friends. And having those best friends caused lots of mischief for the family that lived in his backyard. Well, I hope you enjoyed this adventure of Booga Buggy being a pet. Please rate and review this podcast wherever you listen. And stay tuned for more episodes.